Well, praise God. Amen. Praise you, Jesus. We thank you for your love, Jesus. We love you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Holy Spirit, come in Jesus' name. Excuse me. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Say, I'm blessed with salvation through Jesus. I'm blessed with righteousness. I'm blessed with grace, mercy, and compassion. I'm blessed with His love. I'm blessed with His knowledge. I'm blessed with His wisdom. I'm blessed with faith. Faith to speak in the name of Jesus, causing Satan to go in Jesus' name. I take authority over principalities and powers, commanding them to go in Jesus' name. And we just receive the Shekinah glory, the presence of Jesus, the love of Jesus in this place, upon me, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. He can come anytime right now. Be fine. Right? Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. I'm in no hurry, you? Praise God. That's good. We're in agreement there. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, it's awful hard to function when you got the Spirit of God on you. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Remember when Jesus said, the Spirit of God is upon me. He's anointed me to preach the gospel and open the blind eyes and set the oppressed and the captives free. Preach the acceptable year of the Lord. There's something about when the Spirit of God comes upon you. We know He's in us. We know we're the temple of the Holy Spirit. There's something different when He comes upon you. Amen? Amen. That's a different level, isn't it? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. God wants to talk tonight about His love. You know, a lot of people struggle with walking in God's love, but God wants to talk about His love and how you can get there and how you are there. Amen? Faith, hope, and love, the greatest is love. All His gifts, everything operates through God's love. Not what I think His love is. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hi. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We'll get started one of these minutes here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Say, God's creative love. I have been created in His love. Leslie has too. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Well, if you would, Steve, turn to 2 Corinthians 5:17. I'm just going to go through some scriptures. The more of God's word in you, the more love will be in you. The less of His word, the less of His love. Amen? So it's our responsibility by the power of the Holy Spirit to continually renew our minds with God's love. If you get a lot of God's word in you, you'll have a lot of God's love in you. If you just want to spend a little time and throw out a scripture here and there, you'll have a little bit of love. And then everything will agitate you. You'll get upset with everything. You and I need to get in God's love and get in His rest. Amen? There's people here, there's somebody here who's having trouble with your prostrate. Obviously, it's not a woman. Hallelujah. God's doing something about that right now. That's a good thing, right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I ain't going to make anybody raise their hands and you throw rocks at me. No, I'm anointed right now. I'm loving and I'm happy. If I tell you to stand up and point you out, you'll get mad at me. And I'll lose my cool, lose my love of God. I don't want to do that. You don't want me to do that, do you? See? Praise God. Well, you don't want me to do it, and I don't want to do it. Just receive the word of knowledge. Amen? Hallelujah. Oh, there it is, yeah. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. We are in Christ. We are a new creation created in His love. Okay? Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Where you used to hate, God's creative faith has created us in love. Love. Forgiveness is one of the fruits of love. If you're walking in forgiveness, your sins are forgiven. I don't mean just saying it, but actually walking in it. That's one of the fruits of love, and then you can pass that on to someone else, that forgiveness. If you truly believe He took your sins and you're truly forgiven, that's one of the fruits of His love. For us to be convinced and renew our minds that our sins are gone away. We are a new creation created in His love. Amen? We need to learn that, saints, and we need to confess that. Because some people can't walk around and forgive. You know why? You're not walking in the forgiveness of the cross, His love, His forgiveness. I took all your sins. That's love. And that's the fruit of love. If you can take it, hold on to it, get more of God's word in you, that'll be more of God's love, and you'll convince yourself and renew your mind that you are truly forgiven, your sins are forgiven. One of the most important things, saints, because we can see the church going the opposite way. We can see a cancer in the body of Christ in some places. We can see people agreeing with the world. We need to agree with the supernatural. We need to understand that we've been recreated. In everything we've been created in, the new creation, the new recreated spirit, it's in His love. Everything that we create, we're created into His love. See, a lot of us say, I know I'm a new creation, but are you really knowing and believing that you've been recreated in His love? And that's what you turn to, and that's what's operating in your life. God wants you to learn how to love, because there's people who are claiming and speaking about it, but they're not walking in the gifts. They're not flowing in the supernatural. Most Christians would drop dead if they had a vision or a dream. You know why? All visions and dreams come through His love. And if you're not entering His love, if you don't know, you're a new creation. He's created you in love. That's God's creative fate, is to create you in love. Gave us His Spirit when we accepted Jesus Christ to teach us and counsel and cause us to walk in His love and know what love is all about. A lot of people confess love, but it's not operating in their life. So consequently, God's limited what He can do through you, because He always does things through love. Amen? Hallelujah. So the first, number one, God wants us to understand that God created us in love. It's not the old man. God don't want you running the old film. Amen? God wants you to run the new film, which is created in love. All the promises of me saith the Lord are yes, yes. And so God wants you to understand that you have been created in his love. That's his creative faith. That's his created love. See, a lot of people read scriptures. I had a pastor call me this past week, and I started preaching to him. He said, "You got a lot of boldness." I said, "Because I got God's love." Love will bring boldness in your life. You'll start standing up for Jesus. You'll start standing up for the gifts. You'll start standing up for the promise of God, the miracle-working power of God. You'll be bold about it. Well, he says, "I travel all over the place, and I don't hear that kind of boldness no more." Well, come visit me. Hallelujah. We're going to go say number two. Matthew 8:17. Praise you, Jesus. He took our infirmities. Say, "He took my infirmities." So I have the fruit of his love. All infirmities are gone. Are you listening? That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, "He himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses." If you're walking in love, that's a fruit of love. Infirmities can't stay with you. Sickness can't stay with you. If it tries to hang on and cling to you, you haven't received his love. You've received his love, but it's not manifesting in your life. Anytime his love creates in us, the fruit of his love is what he done for us. Are you listening? He himself took our infirmities and bore our sickness. So many, many, many Christians get infirmities in their lives, whether it's in their mind, in their heart, lungs, or kidneys, whatever it may be. Infirmities, sickness, because we really haven't learned the love of the cross. We really haven't gotten the fruits of the love. If we can repeat that into our minds that we have that fruit of his love, infirmities will be cast out of us because we'll be over in the new creation, not running the film in the old creation. My mom had a bad heart. My mom, dad had diabetes, and I'm going to have that. See, you are of a new seed. You've been recreated in his love. You haven't been, if that's coming on you, you have an identification with it. You're not identifying with his love. You are a new creation. The devil wants you to run the old film. Do you know something, saints? Do you know the works of the flesh in Galatians? It talks about all the works of the flesh. Do you know homosexuality is not mentioned in that? You know why? It's a principality and power. It's a spirit. Do you know that? You can look up the Bible and see if you're trying to find out how bad you are. Look at the works of the flesh. That kind of bad. You see, they're not too nice. Homosexuality is not mentioned in there. You know why? It's a spirit. Principalities and powers that Jesus created and then disarmed, and that's why they have a spirit. Hallelujah. He took, and so if we're not careful, you can get those spirits come on you. How? By rerunning the old film and identifying with the old self, identifying with your family tree, identifying with cancer or diabetes or mind problems or what have you. A lot of people do that. They never get out of the old film. You were recreated in love. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. If I want the fruit of that love, I'm going to have to get the Word of God in me, you see, because I want to make sure that I believe His love when He took my infirmities and sickness and disease and forgave all my sins. See, if I'm not walking in the fruit of His love, and I'm not walking in the forgiveness of my sins, I don't believe He really took them all because I'm having thoughts in the old man, you'll have trouble forgiving people who come and hurt you. You really will, saints. You'll have trouble with people that hurt you. But if you get into that fruit of love and you renew yourself with that new creation love, in that He took every one of your sins, you won't be condemning everybody. A lot of people spend half their life condemning themselves. Hallelujah. Okay, number three. Praise you. Matthew 22, 36 to 39. 22, 36. Teacher, what is the great commandment in the law? One more, Steve. Jesus said to him, you shall love the Lord. See, everybody wants to listen, saints. It's really important to love the Lord, and you can grow into this. That's what He created you to do. He created you in the new creation. Jesus said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. So God comes first. So we're going to operate in the kingdom, and the fruit of that love that we're receiving, we're not going to love ourselves. We're not going to go to God to get things for ourselves. It's all about Jesus. We're going to seek the kingdom, and He'll add to us. Amen? To love God in every area, that means, and if you don't, you won't come into the rest. You'll try to work some things yourself. To love God with all, love the Lord, God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. There comes a time, saints, when there's going to be a great revival. And it's coming. And it's going to move upon those who've been working at that new creation stuff and loving God with all your heart, soul, and mind. Because that's what it's going to take, because when the supernatural moves, saints, and it may be against what your flesh believes, and the Spirit of God is moving in you, you're going to look at some things that God is doing, and you're going to say, I wasn't raised that way. I don't believe that way. It's because you've gone back and run the film into the old person. You was raised in a different denomination or something, but you wasn't raised in a new creation. All of us, saints, we need to learn this, to love God with all our heart. And as many times I will face God and say, I ain't doing that. Because you almost want to know, what am I going to get out of this? Have you ever been in business in the world and you're investing in something? What do you want to know? You want to know what you're going to get out of this. 10%, 15%, 20%, what is it? What is my cut? And so the old will sometimes bring that before God. If I'm going to do this, what am I going to get? What you're going to get is the love of God. New creation love. That's what He's created us in. 38. This is the first commandment, the great commandment. 39. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Listen, saints. The fruit of love is receiving from the cross that He took all your sins. And then loving God with all your heart, soul, and mind. And if you don't do those two things, you're not going to love your neighbor. Why do you think there's so much junk going on in the church and families and marriages and on and on and on and on? We don't know God's love. We ain't walking in the created love of God in our lives. New creation. We're not identifying with it. Hallelujah. Turn to 1 John, if you would. 1 John 17-19. 1 John. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. First John 17. Steve. Yeah, I'm sorry. 117. Try 117. I'm looking for something. There is no 117. Huh? Yeah. Try John 17. I don't know. 17:19. Try that. I don't know. I lost it then. No, that's not the one I'm looking for. Well, just go right, move right along. John 8:42, John. Jesus said to them, "If God were your Father, you would love me, for I proceed forth and came from God. Not have I come of myself, but he sent me." You see, saints, if we don't have that love we're talking about, we're not going to believe he came from the Father. We're not going to have a love for Jesus. I came. Jesus said to them, "If God were your Father..." You see, what are we doing with God the Father in our lives? "Would you love me? For I proceed forth and came from God, nor have I come of myself. He sent me." He so loved the world that he sent Jesus. Amen? And we're not even operating in Father God. We're not operating in this Father God. We're not operating in realizing that he sent Jesus to give us a love that we've never had before. He so loved the world, he gave his Son. He came from the Father. It was the Father's plan, you see. If I'm going to receive the things of the cross, I must understand all of it. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But in this case, he's talking about God the Father sent him. He so loved the world that he sent his Son. He's going to demonstrate that love. The fruits of that love is having your sins forgiven if you're walking in it. The fruits of that love is walking in healing. You see, not having manifestations of infirmities and sickness in your body or in your mind. Not identifying with your old self. Identifying with the resurrection power. Identifying with Jesus. Identifying with the new creation. Amen? It's necessary for us to learn that. When I started walking in that love and receiving it, identifying with the new creation, I walked out of multiple sclerosis and booze and drugs and a death wish and all those different things that God delivered me from. Only because I took one at a time over the weeks and months and years, and I learned how to receive his love. I learned how to receive the new creation love into my life. I was at many times identifying with the old self. But now I'm going to identify with the new creation love, you see. And so the new creation love that I shouldn't have MS in my body, you see. And so I'm going to get the manifestation of that, so I'm going to identify with a new creation. I'm going to realize that the Father sent him for all the world, but I take it as a personal thing to me. Father God, you sent Jesus to demonstrate your love. Every bit of the love is demonstrated on the cross. And if you don't have the fruits of that love in your life, you don't have an identification with Jesus Christ. You don't understand the cross. Are you listening? See, we sometimes want to get on with things. We want to get on with the blessings of Abraham. We want to get on with the gifts of the Spirit. They won't operate in your life if you're not operating in the fruits of that love. How are you going to forgive anybody if you don't believe your sins are forgiven? We're always condemning ourselves. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, praise you, Jesus. Love towards Christ. Say, love towards Christ is true sign of true faith. And it will be manifested in obedience. John 14:15, Steve. Hallelujah. If you love me, keep my commandments. We're just going around, okay? 40, praise the Lord. 21, 23. Then they say he went out among them, the brethren, that this discipline would... 21, 23. No, 21 and 23. Let's try that. I'm looking for something. God knows I am. No, I went to 14, 15. Now just go to 21 and 23. John 14, 21, 23. He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father. You want favor with your Father? You got to love Jesus. You got to walk in the fruits of that love. And I will love him and manifest myself to him. You want the manifestation of God? Listen now, saints. He who has my commandments and keeps them, what's the first commandment? See, with all your heart and all your soul, your mind, and keeps them, it is he who loves me, and he who loves me will be loved by my Father. Are you listening? How powerful his love is. What makes the love of the Father God come into our lives? If I love Jesus, if I receive the love of the cross, if I receive the new creation love into my life, if I start representing that new creation in my life, if I'm loving people, if I have the ability through the fruit of the love to forgive because my sins have been forgiven and I've renewed my mind with that, you'll walk around and start forgiving people. People will do things to you and it'll no longer hurt you. Hallelujah. Try 23 now, Steve. Jesus answered and said to him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word. Hallelujah. And my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. How powerful that is, saints. Hallelujah. We will come to him and make... See, there's a Holy Spirit in us that wants us to walk in the manifestations of the Father, Jesus, and the gifts of the Spirit, so that we have the functioning of all three in our lives by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Jesus answered and said to him, if anyone loves me... You see, there's that commandment. He will keep my word. Remember I said earlier, more word, more love. Less word, less love. More word, forgiveness. Less word, you can't forgive. That's what changes you, is the word of God. The reason why we're not walking in the new creation things, you see, we haven't really spent a lot of time confessing it, finding out what is God creating in me? I know it's a recreated spirit, but what is he creating in me? The first thing you'll hear if you're hearing from the Holy Spirit is love. Because everything functions through God's love. Have you ever wondered why we ain't seeing miracles in the church today and healings and everything else? There's a lack of love. We just want to move in there and start doing things, and we ain't receiving the fruits of the cross. I don't care what anybody's done to you. If you believe truly and you've received the love of God and the forgiveness of your sins and you identify with the cross, then you should be able to forgive people no matter who and what they do. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. So it will be manifested in obedience. That's what God's talking about here, obedience. Now, now go, if you would, Steve, to 2 Corinthians 5. We're going to just kind of go right back around where we started from. 2 Corinthians 5, 14 and 15. For the love of Christ compels us, because we judge thus, if one died for all, then all died. Are you thinking about that? If one died for all, how come we ain't dead to we can't forgive and we can't do this and we can't do that? Jesus died for us. Do we have the fruits of his death in our lives? Do we have the fruits? What did he die to? What do you have an understanding of? That's a new creation thing. What did he die to? Do we have that in our lives? There's a lot of things that happen, saints, in our lives. Anger, bitterness, unforgiveness, all kinds of mind problems. If we get the fruits of his love, you'll walk in a freedom that you've never experienced before. If a storm comes, you'll be at peace. You won't let your heart be troubled. You won't get into fear. Hallelujah. 15, Steve, please. Was that 14? That's 15. And he died for all, that those who live should live no longer for themselves. What? Oh. You see, that's rerunning that old film, living for yourselves. Do you know most people who go to prayer for something for themselves? See, we haven't really had the power of the Spirit walking in our lives, working in our lives, in that new creation stuff that causes us to die to self. We're all living for ourselves. We're all trying to get God to be a Santa Claus. We need to seek the kingdom, saints. Live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again. You'll find out, and I won't do it here, but if you was over to Elijah Church and you called out of that group 100 people and they stood up there and they'll say, now, what you'd say to them, now, what would you want God to do for you? Probably 100 out of 100 would be, I need some money. Because they haven't been good stewards over their lives. They've got themselves on all kinds of messes. Peggy sent me I don't have it. It's on my desk. It talks about a single person, and it shows a picture, and a married person and a divorced person. Down the bottom, there's three chickens, and the chicken is single, and he's strutting around. Then it shows him divorced, and he's half plucked. In the third picture, he's all plucked. The devil will pluck you clean. He wants your marriage. He wants your pocketbook. He wants you oppressed and depressed. He wants you sick. He wants you in weakness. He wants you infirmities. Because we're not receiving the fruit of his love. Say, I'm bold. From this moment forward, I'm going to walk in his love. And I'm going to be bold about the new creation, about Jesus my Lord. I'm going to walk in the fruits of his love. Forgiveness is in my mind. Every sin he took, every infirmity he took, he defeated Satan. He defeated principalities and powers. In the new creation, I'm free. I'm going to identify with his new creation love. That's what I'm created in. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That's 14 and 15. Now you wind back up at 517. 517. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, we have read a whole bunch of things about loving the Lord, the two commandments and everything else. He is a new creation, and he showed you what the new creation is. To love God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind, and then your neighbor as yourself. And then he goes on to show all about his love and the Father and loving of the Father and so on and so forth. That's the new creation. That's just a little bit of the new creation. If you want the fruits of his love, you're going to have to let him manifest in your life. What's your first name? Miguel. You know what God's saying to you? God says, those things I told you will come to pass. You have sorrowed yourself by thinking on the wrong things. But I tell you tonight, McGill, if you'll rise up in the new creation, if you'll believe in my love, if you'll walk in the love that I have spoken to you tonight, you will be that new creation. And those things that have harmed you, those things that have stopped you, they will go away. They'll melt away because the enemy cannot stand in my love, saith the Lord. The enemy cannot stand in my love or come near my love. So the more you love and the more my love comes alive in you in the new creation, the more you'll see the promises, the more you'll get that miracle you've been talking about and praying about. God says it'll come to you by the power of his grace, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Psalms. Praise you, Jesus. Bless the Lord, O my soul. That's what we did earlier. We blessed him with his grace, with mercy. Bless the Lord. And forgetting that all my amen? Huh? Yeah. No, they're my benefits. He gave them to me. They're my benefits. Because of him, it's just like it's his grace, but it's mine. It's his righteousness, but it's mine. It's his mercy, but it's mine. It's his compassion, but it's mine. Because as he is, so am I. That's the new creation. If you don't believe they're your benefits, why would you want to pray for them? My God. We got to stop eating that local weed. 3. Who forgives all. That's the fruit of that love. Who heals all your diseases. My God. You'd think I'd be disturbed up here, wouldn't you? Well, I'm not. The anointing breaks all the yokes of bondage. Hallelujah. So those benefits that he died on the cross is his love and they're mine. Because I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And I received the benefits. The fruits of the love is causing them to manifest in your life. Those benefits are mine. He didn't do it for himself. He done it for you and I. If you're on a job and you have benefits and you retire, wouldn't you go get your benefits? Don't they belong to you? There ain't nobody here retiring. Huh? Do what? Why are you plucking like chickens here? Say something. What'd you say over here? Let me say something over here. That's right. Are we going to wait till we get a certain age? Or are we going to start confessing it? Call those things that are not as though they are. Call them in. Hallelujah. Are you in ministry, brother? You.
Yes, sir.
You know what God's telling me to tell you? You need to start moving in the spirit more. You need to stop being swayed by people and worrying about people's feelings instead of loving the God with all your heart and soul and mind. God wants to do great things through you. But your mind sometimes argues with God. It struggles in some areas. You know why? Because when God does supernatural things, it's of the spirit. It's not of your mind. Your mind is enmity against God. It don't believe in the things of God. So you got to help the mind believe by when you get the spirit of God, when you're saved, to convince your mind and renew your mind that there is a supernatural realm. God's telling me that you're a flat tire, but it's only flat on bottom.
What does that mean?
God wants you, brother. He wants you to let loose. God's going to ask you to do things, but it ain't be according to your mind. It's according to the Spirit of God, the new creation in you, your new created spirit. Was you raised as a Baptist? Who was you raised as? Pentecostal. Of holiness? Oh. Oh. I know you mean. I'm not going to knock you for that. I'm just telling you, God wants you to go beyond where you are now. God is wanting to move a revival through your life. God wants you to become humble. Well, you can say I'm humble. No, I wouldn't be saying that by the Spirit of God if you was. God is about to move through your life. Guess what, Sam? Guess what, brother? What's your first name? Listen, Robert, he's going to move. This is your wife? How long? You've been married how long? 24 years. That's wonderful. Has he always been hard-headed in some things? That ain't a put down. I've been hard-headed for a long time. God had to get my head with a jackhammer. There's some special stuff he wants to move through you, brother. Robin, I'm telling you, if you can receive what God's saying tonight, you're right on the edge. I can look at you and I can see purple and blue, a special presence of God coming upon your life. As the cloud moved, they moved. God says, as the Spirit's moving, you move. And you ain't going to understand some of the things he's telling you to do. But if it's scriptural, you can go with it. It's just like me talking now or speaking to him. God has me tell people stuff. I make sure people pick up all the rocks. I don't want to get stoned. But God, do you speak words into people's lives? Words of knowledge and wisdom? It's going to increase. It's going to increase. God is going to release an anointing in your life for healing. I understand you've been having bits and parts like most people do, but God's going to release an anointing in your life for healing. That's that purple and that blue I'm seeing. There's going to be a purity of the Holy Ghost come up through your life. And you're going to speak in the name of Jesus. And whatever you speak to people, it's going to cause them to be changed into what you're speaking. Whether it's mind, whether it's physical, whether it's finances, you're going to call those things that are not as though they are. God started this thing with Abraham. Amen? There's some things going to be changed in your life. And you ain't going to have to say to God, I don't understand it. God's not going to work through your mind. He's going to work through your spirit. Amen? You ain't mad, are you? I don't want anybody getting mad. Hallelujah. Do you have a church right now? I'm telling you, if you'll listen to the voice of God in a more way, listen. Within 2 weeks, God's going to start moving through your life, and he's going to multiply his grace. His grace is what operates the gifts of the Holy Spirit. They all come under grace. You're going to have great grace with God. All you need to do is stop trying to figure it out and just step out and do what the Spirit of God's telling you to do. There's somebody in your congregation that has stomach cancer. Don't try to think and say, I don't know anybody. Maybe they're coming next week. That's going to have stomach cancer. And they're going to come to your church because they believe you believe in healing. The first thing you're going to think of, oh, I don't think this is going to work. We need preachers who have authority over cancer. Amen? But just think about that in the next couple of weeks. See if someone shows or someone comes to you or something's developed, someone goes to a doctor, or so on and so forth. Say, I'm looking for it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It's going to happen, Robert. You believe it? Praise God. I like that. Oh, yes. A lot of people say, I hope so. He knows what I'm talking about. He's run across that a lot of times. I hope so. Number 7 in the orange. Oh, blessed Jesus. Well, did the Lord send the dove to you, Robert? Don't get mad. We're just going to play that song. Thank you for the dove. Hallelujah. Listen. Jesus, for what you're doing in our world in this day. Oh, I'm privileged to be a part of the move of the spirit of the dove that's breaking down the walls of man and setting God's children free. The beautiful, beautiful spirit the dove that's breaking down the walls of man and setting God's children free. In these last days, you're pouring out of your love, just the way you said it'd be. There are hands reaching up, and the Spirit's coming down. They're singing their songs of jubilee. There's healing of the mind and the soul of every man. You're meeting all of our I'm a part of the move of the spirit of the dove that's breaking down hallelujah. The walls of man and setting God's children free. The beautiful, beautiful spirit of the dove that's breaking down the walls of man and setting God's children free. It's the beautiful, beautiful spirit of the dove that's breaking down the walls of man and setting God's children free.
Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Father God, right now, Lord, I'm praying for healing, Lord, in livers.
lungs, Lord, and kidneys, Lord, right now. Father God, I'm binding up diabetes in the name of Jesus. I'm thanking, I praise you, Lord, for there is some depression, Lord, that your presence has come upon them, Lord, and causing that depression to go, Lord. There is some suffering and loneliness, Lord, that is being loosed from them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. They're going to be free because of your love, because you took it all at the cross, Lord Jesus, and we're going to get the fruits of that cross because we're going to believe by the power of the Holy Spirit, Lord, that you forgave every sin, took every infirmity, every sickness, and disease, and we're going to cause that to work in our lives by the promises, Lord, and the recreation, Lord, of our recreated spirit being recreated into our minds with a renewed mind. We just give you praise and honor and glory, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your angels in this place, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for tonight, Lord. People will have dreams as they lay their head on the pillow and into the night, Lord. We thank you, Lord. It'll be dreams from the supernatural realm, Lord, and causing them to awake, Lord, in a new light, Lord, a new revelation, a new anointing in their lives. I call it forth now in the mighty name of Jesus. And I thank you and I praise you that you are faithful to your blood covenant, Lord Jesus Christ. And what I say by your Spirit that brings glory to you will surely take place in these people's lives as I've spoken it in Jesus' holy name. We give you praise, we give you honor and glory, Lord Jesus, for what you're doing right now in people's lives. We thank you for your Shekinah glory in this place, Lord, just going to and fro and touching lives, Lord, and bringing the bodies back into your love that has wandered off into the world and received some infirmities in their bodies, Lord. Right now, Lord, I command their infirmities go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. From the top of their head to the soles of their feet, Lord Jesus, you are the Master. You are the King. You are the resurrection power. You are the Son of the Most High God. And you are our life, Lord. You are our belief, Lord Jesus Christ. And we thank you and we praise you, Lord, that we would want to have and receive the fruits of your love in this place and in our lives, Lord. Knowing, Lord, that every sin is forgiven and forgotten, Lord. Every sickness and disease is gone. These are the fruits, Lord, that we're going to walk in so that we can impart into people's lives, Lord, and teach them about your love. Because surely everything in you, Lord Jesus, operates by love. So we call your love forward tonight, Lord. We call the cloud, Lord. We call the fire of the Holy Ghost to burn in us, Lord, and cause us to decrease so you can increase in our lives. We call forth revival, Lord, in the churches, Lord, those who have opened their hearts to you, Lord Jesus, those who have got into your word and transformed and changed themselves by your power of your word. These are the things that we'll stand up in and take authority over Satan and principalities and powers and all the things of the world, because we operate in the kingdom of God. We operate with a kingdom language. So we give you praise and honor and glory to tonight for what you're going to continue to do in this place. In Jesus' holy name, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Are you blessed so far? Hallelujah. Does anybody have any troubles in their body? Physical body. Anybody having any problems? Come up here. Yes, Will? Come up here, Will. Anybody else? If you just want prayer, come up here. What's going on in your body, Will? Type 1 diabetes. Okay. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, we love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Just come right up here, saints. Be bold. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, King Jesus. Thank you, King Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Are you taking something for it right now? Pills? Pills? Oh, the shot? Really? Wow. How long have you been taking that?
About 10 years.
Oh, wow. Do you believe that God can take this?
Yes.
You believe he can heal it?
Yes.
You're ready to receive that?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Close your eyes a minute. Raise your hands. Hallelujah. Oh, we invite the Holy Spirit, the anointing on him, Lord, right now, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Now, diabetes, I speak to you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I command it to leave his body now. In Jesus' name, I touch him right now, Lord, and anoint him, Lord. Praise you, Jesus.
Power of Jesus. Power of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh.
Power of Jesus, hallelujah. Power of Jesus, hallelujah. Power of Jesus,
hallelujah. How you doing, young man? Going good. You ever been here before? This is the first time? You've been here before, huh? You brought him? Well, let's get a medal. Put a medal on you.
Okay.
I'm only kidding you, guy. I'm only kidding. What's going on with you? I thought so. Your neck?
Yeah.
It's hurting right now?
A little bit. It just pops. His neck gets stiff sometimes. It hurts too. And I'm a borderline diabetic. So.
You're borderline?
Yes, sir. I had a frozen shoulder, but got healed yet. I had a blood clot, got healed yet. So.
Wow. Raise your hands and close your eyes. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, right now, Lord, I thank you, Lord. As I touch this neck, Lord, I call upon the power of Jesus. The power of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Every bit of diabetes. Ooh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Raise both hands, guy. Father God, I touch him now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Every bit of it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, in Jesus' holy name, in Jesus' holy name, we love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, oh, thank you, King Jesus. Thank you, King Jesus. We love you, Lord. Jesus' name, Lord. Praise you, Jesus.
power of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you. Whoa, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Power of Jesus. Power of Jesus. Hallelujah. Power of Jesus. Power of Jesus. Oh, thank you, King Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Power of Jesus. The power of Jesus. The power of Jesus. Every bit of it. Go in Jesus' name. I just release the love of Jesus into my brother right now, Lord. The love of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God says, my son, the storm is over. There's going to be some blessings coming into your life from the promises of God. God says you must be a good steward over the mysteries that he unclears in your life by the Holy Spirit. So God says expect it and look for it. It's another realm. It's another realm. It comes from the Holy Spirit within you, and it brings you into another realm. But there has been great waves and great storms that have come against you. And God says he's releasing the peace of God into your life tonight, that your heart will not be troubled and that you will not interfere. You'll be looking for a new sunny day, a brand new day, a brand new place in Jesus, because God is about to release in you some fresh new things from the spirit realm. Father God, we thank you and we praise you, Lord, for these wonderful things that you have spoken into his life that's going to come to pass as he by faith, Lord, in Jesus' name. Power Jesus. Power Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. How you feel now? You believe it? How you doing, young man? Huh? He's a good man, ain't he? Huh? Yeah. God bless you. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whoa. Praise God. This is better than Bud ever was. Isn't that right? I mean, praise God. What church you working in?
Full Gospel Church of God.
Full Gospel Church of God? Oh. Because I'm in Full Gospel Church. No, not Church of God. No. That's okay. Are you associate pastor or something? Huh?
I'm assistant co-pastor.
Assistant co-pastor. Hmm. Praise God. God wants me to pray for you. Can you stand right there? Hallelujah. Father God, I touch him right now, Lord, and I thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you. Oh, thank you, King Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. God bless you, brother. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Well, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Pray. Is there anything else we can do? You just watching or something or what? Oh, that's all right. I just didn't know if that's something you want me to do. Yeah. What's her name?
Mary Frances.
Mary Frances. Raise your Mary Frances, I speak to you right now. You're in the hospital. You're in a coma. I speak to you right now. Even though I'm here and you're over there, you're hearing the voice of God. And God is moving in your life right now. He's moving in your mind. He's moving in your body. The doctors are going to wonder what's happened because God, all things are possible with God. And all things are possible with us in Mark 9:11. And so as we're going to speak the word of God into you, we're going to cause a healing to start in your brain. And by tomorrow morning, I'm going to expect a miracle. You to be awake because I'm calling those things that are not as though they are. I pray over Dwayne right now, Lord, that he'll have the confidence and the faith. And this love of you, Lord Jesus, will touch this woman, Lord. We thank you and we praise you, Lord. She's going to not go home any other way except your way, Father God. So in Jesus' name, I speak to the brain. I command the brain to come awake. I command the brain to be healed in Jesus' name. We give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, as he stands in, Lord. I touch him right now, Lord, in the blessed holy name of Jesus. It's going into him because he's standing in for her and Dwayne, Lord. And we thank you and we praise you, Lord, that the Holy Spirit power, Lord, the gift of healing, Lord, is going into her right now in Jesus' holy name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Rise. Come back. Come back in Jesus' name. Come back in Jesus' name. Come back in Jesus' name. Open your eyes in Jesus' name. Come back in Jesus' name. Come back in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Come back in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Come back in Jesus' name. Come back in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah.
She just got diagnosed with some sort of big hernia in her stomach area.
Really? What's her first name again?
Lorraine Hauser.
Father God, right now I speak to Lorraine, Lord, and I speak to that hernia in her stomach, Lord. I command it to go back in place. I command her stomach to be healed. There's a miracle-working power, Lord, being worked in her life right now. We call the healing anointing and gift of the Holy Spirit into her life, Lord, right now. Jesus, you are the great healer, Lord. You took all this at the cross, Lord, and we ask that your love, by faith, we are releasing your love into her stomach right now, Lord, in Jesus' name. Satan, you will not touch her stomach. Principalities and powers, you will not touch her stomach. But the recreation of God's love in her is causing that hernia right now to be healed right now. In Jesus' name. Oh, we thank you and we praise you, Lord, for the wonderful miracle and the testimony she's going to have. Pain, go in Jesus' name. Pain, go in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen.
I have two nieces that cancer has come back. And they just, one of my nieces lives here. They're both very strong believers that it's spreading to the leg, the
Where's the cancer at?
The breast.
Really?
Through the ovary, the liver, and now it's spreading. I have two nieces.
And they both have cancer?
Yeah. They're the same age. It's a,
Wow.
Generational curse.
Father God, I break this generational curse right now in Jesus' name. I curse this cancer at the root right now in Jesus' name. She's standing in for them, Lord, but we thank you and we praise you, Lord. And just as it's your power, Jesus, heal these two. Cause this cancer to come out of their bodies in Jesus' name. You are Lord over cancer. You are Lord over cancer. We call upon your name, Lord Jesus Christ. We call upon the power of your cross, Lord Jesus. And we thank you that your love is being released into them right now. The fruit of your love of healing, Lord, into her right now, into both of them. In Jesus' name, breasts be healed. Legs be healed in Jesus' name. I curse the cancer at the root and I cause it to be dead in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Oklahoma next week. Speaking at a pastor's conference.
Really?
And so I just pray that not only they'll speak with boldness and clarity, but there'll be power and healing.
Amen.
Speaking the whole gospel.
You want to speak is what the Holy Spirit. That's right. Amen. Amen. Father God, I place an anointing on him, Lord, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Let the Spirit of God come upon him, Lord. Let his tongue be loose, Lord, to bring forth whatever you're bringing up out of his spirit by the Holy Spirit. We thank you and we praise you, Satan. You won't interfere. Principalities and powers, you won't interfere. Because, Father God, I call your love up out of his belly, up out of the Spirit of God. The love of the Spirit, Lord. The love of the resurrection power of you, Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you and we praise you, Lord. When he brings that word, Lord, there's going to be men and pastors who come forward, Lord, because of the move of his word, of your word in his life, anointed by the Holy Spirit. It's going to move pastors, Lord. And just as we are pastors and we need help and we need prayer, people will come for prayer. And he's not going to ask what or why. He's going to touch them in the name of Jesus. And whatever they come forward, it's going to be released out of them by your power, Lord Jesus, because you're going to be upon him, Lord. The Spirit of God shall come upon him and anoint him to preach the gospel, to open the blind eyes and set the oppressed and the captives free, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord, and to move in the wonderful Holy Spirit gifts, Lord, because great, great grace will be with him, Lord, because these men have been serving you, Lord, and they need to hear from you, and they need a fresh anointing, Lord. So we give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, that you'll meet every one of their needs through this man in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise God. Amen? Amen. Amen. It's all Jesus, right? Yeah. Hallelujah. Father God, we just thank you, Lord. We draw our attention to you tonight, Lord Jesus. We just want to grow in your love, Lord. We want to be truly a new creation, created by the power of your word and your Holy Spirit for your glory, Lord Jesus. We want to be about your business, Lord, carrying on your ministry, Lord, walking in the kingdom, Lord, walking in the kingdom language, Lord, causing people to be free, Lord. We know that you said we could do the same, Lord. It would be so marvelous to see revival break out in these people's church, in this church, Lord, and all the churches that have turned to you, Lord Jesus, and caused the word of God to come forward. You are the word, Lord Jesus Christ. You was with God. You became flesh and walked amongst us, Lord. And we thank you how important the word must become in our lives, how we must renew our minds with the word of God, how we must fall in love with you, Jesus, spirit, soul, and body, Lord Jesus, how we ought to have that love that's created in the new creation, Lord, if we can just believe that you took all sin, sickness, and disease, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, the suffering you took for us, Lord Jesus, but the power is your resurrection, Lord. Help us, Holy Spirit, to bring glory to Jesus by walking in the resurrection power
and setting the captives free, Lord. We thank you, Lord, a great move of your spirit across this nation, Lord. But I pray for my brother Robert and his wife, Lord, and his associate down here, Lord, that God will move in a mighty way in their church, Lord, and people will come out of darkness, come out of bar rooms, Lord, wealthy, rich, poor, Lord, will come to this church, Lord, and see and feel the love and the power of the Holy Spirit, Lord, representing Jesus in their church, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that they will be awakened, Lord, to new things in you, Lord Jesus, and the people will come and be blessed. We thank you, Lord, that cancer is going to leave stomachs in this church, Lord, and we give you praise and honor and glory that these two men, his wife and whoever the deacons are, will stand up, Lord, and take authority over that stuff and free the people, Lord, and the word will go out in this community, Lord, that people are being received and being healed by the love of Jesus, and they will come from the north and the south, the east and the west, and they shall fill his place. Well, he'll have to start giving ideas for a different place, Lord, and it'll grow and multiply because you are a God who multiplies. You are a God who grows, Lord, and so we depend on you, Lord Jesus Christ, not ourselves. We ask that you do more than we do less and do more in their church because they're willing to do less. So we give you praise and honor and glory for the blessings that are going to fall on Pastor Robert, his wife, and his associate, and them people. I pray, Lord, even finances, Lord, the Abraham blessings through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We give you praise, Lord, that Satan's power is broken, principalities' powers are disarmed, and they have been awakened by the Holy Spirit with a fresh anointing, Lord, to go alive in the new creation realities. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yes, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus.